It is hour number two here at the Crossroads of Americana. I'm John Raybould, your guide for this cosmic American music you come to know and love here at the 4-Way. Crossroads of Americana is recorded in real time from the Crossroads studio at the coveted Raybould Estate in the heart of Brownsburg, Indiana. And special funding for Crossroads of Americana comes from Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. Coming up this hour, Buddy Ebbins, Bob Dylan, also we got Ted Hawkins, Steve Earle, Charlie Crockett, also the Crossroads Outlaw album side, lots more. Let's get it going here.
Bus to come by. She did not want to hassle. She did not want to hurry. She did not want to know what it costs. Don't worry. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Baby took a limo to Memphis. She did it 'cause she wanted to. She was not looking back, but she was looking good. She was not in the mood to be knocking on wood. She knows what she wants and she knows how to get it. She knows what it takes just to do it, don't regret it. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Cause she wanted to. The shortest distance between two towns is riding in a limo with the windows down. She's going, she might let you know. Don't ask when she's coming back, man, she don't know. But don't let her fool you, she ain't nobody's fool. She knows what's tacky and she knows what's cool. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Baby took a limo to bottle, baby.
don't mean maybe this ain't gonna be no bottle baby. This ain't gonna be no bottle baby.
You are at the crossroads of Americana.
Out there too. Throw my troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. I should have left this town this morning, but it was more than I could do. Oh, your love comes on so strong, and I've waited all day long for tonight when I'll be staying here with you. Is it really any wonder the love that a stranger might receive? You cast your spell and I went under, and find it so difficult to leave. I can hear that whistle blowing, I see that station master too. If there's a poor boy on the street, then let him have my seat. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you.
Crossroads of Americana, Bob Dylan, from an album that was called Nashville Skyline. A lot of good stuff on there. That one always stuck out to me, and I just want to play that. Tonight, I'll be staying here with you. Also in there, a phenomenal steel guitar player, Buddy Evans, and Bottle Baby Boogie. And Kevin Russell kicked off the second hour here at the Crossroads of Americana, and Baby took a limo to Memphis. You got John Raybould hanging out with you here, blues country artist, Ted Hawkins now. Check him out. doing the John Denver cover called Take Me Home, Country Roads, and you're hearing it at the Crossroads of Americana.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Da, 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 da. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountain, blowing like a breeze. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country road, all my memories gather round her, miner's latest, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, missed a taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. Yeah, West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road. I hear her voice in the morning, how she calls me. Radio remind me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country road, take me home to the place I belong. Yeah, West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country road, country road, country road, country road, country road, country road. Yes, I'm country, yes, I'm country, yes, I'm country. Yes, I'm a country boy. Don't mind being 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 a country boy. I'm glad I'm a country boy. I'm glad I'm a country boy. So 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 glad I'm a country boy. I'm glad I'm a country boy. So glad I'm a country boy. So glad I'm a country boy. So glad I'm a country boy. My uncle was 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 a country boy. My brother 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 was a country boy. Let's talk about country. I'm talking about country. I'm talking about country. Cause that's where I belong. I love being a country boy. 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 Gonna feed them chickens, gonna stop the horn. Feed them chickens, gonna stop the horn. Gonna feed them chickens, gonna stop the horn. Gonna feed them.
Baby, 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 oh baby, who pretty? baby, love you too much. I tell myself this ain't no big thing. Then you give another little tug on that heartstring. Well, you cut me, darling, and I'm still bleeding. Just touch me, baby, that's all I need. Baby, baby, I love you too much. Baby, 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 ooh, baby, ooh, pretty baby, I love you too much. Hey! Baby, baby, I love you too much. Baby, 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 pretty baby, I love you too much. Baby, 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 I love you too much. Baby, 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 pretty baby, 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 baby.
From Exit Zero, Steve Earle and the Dukes, and I Love You Too Much. John Raybould hanging with you. There's a new movie that just came out maybe a month or two ago. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon. I understand it's very moving. I understand it's very long. I haven't seen it yet, but Charlie Crockett has a song from that movie. It's a title track, Killers of the Flower Moon, Charlie Crockett.
Gather around the fire, boys, the story I will tell about a persecution I'm sure you don't know well. An Oklahoma tale, trading land and gems, going down a river that you can't come back up again. Hannah Brown was killed in May of 21. It made it look like Anna was just having too much fun. Meanwhile in town they threw a big parade. There stood William Hale in the range war that he waged. Just across the county on that very day, in a pool of blood did Charles Whitehorn lay. Charles was Anna's cousin, so was Henry Rome, who died shortly after William Hale made him alone. William Hale had him a nephew who'd married Molly Kyle. Molly was Anna's sister and it sunk in after a while. In cities across the country, all the papers read, reign of terror continues another Indian dead. Old Hickory Andrew Jackson drove him down through Tennessee. From Ohio came the Osage, the mountains Cherokee. It left him there to wither on that southern Kansas soil. But this was before man discovered oil. If you come around here with pretty flowers to sow, you might stop and notice nobody's very old. Grass grows so high it covers up the graves, but listen for a while and it might start giving names. They called him the king of the Osage Hills. He went and got everybody killed. Now they talk about the weather like it's judgment coming soon. All the killers of the flower moon.
Two chords and a lie. Is that so wrong? You wanna tell the same old joke? Just put it in a song. 'Cause
yeah, love me some Elizabeth Cook. Two chords and a lie, kind of a take off of that meme you see on Facebook with Willie Nelson saying, Country music is three chords and the truth. Well, that's two chords and a lie. I'm John Raybould. If you know where I live and you go past my home, for the last couple years I've been having these yard signs with song lyrics. And I just had Elizabeth Cook out there. The song was called Sometimes It Takes Balls to Be a Woman. So I wonder how many people drove by and thought, what's that about? Well, hopefully they know about Elizabeth. Hey, coming up in Indianapolis next month, April 19th, at Duke's, the Wonder Women of Country will be making a stop, like I said, at Duke's, the April 19th. And who are the Wonder Women of Country? Well, it's Melissa Carper, Kelly Willis, and this lady here, Brennan Lee. Here she is with Carol with an E at the Crossroads of Americana.
Thank you. where the Blue Country highways intersect. You are at the crossroads of Americana.
I'm making memories I'd like to remember. I'm meeting new people I'd like to recall. Some of their names, like Larry and Steve. I'm making memories I'd like to keep. Well, I had some fun back in the day. Yeah, I got some stories, but did I tell you the one? Time when we drank and drank till we passed out there on the ground. Boy, that was fun. Tonight I'm making memories I'd like to remember. I'm meeting new people I'd like to recall. Of their names, like Larry and Steve. I'm making memories I'd like to keep.
The Wonder Women of Country. On tour right now, coming to Indianapolis on April 19th. Melissa Carper and Making Memories. Kelly Willis covering the Kendall's hit, Heaven's Just a Sin Away. And Carol with an E, Brennan Lee. Man, this is pretty cool. I got a request that just came in here. And it is from Randy and Tony. They live in Costa Rica. And they're big fans of Donna the Buffalo. They asked me to play this song. Absolutely, guys. It's called No Place Like the Right Time. Crossroads of Americana. great request out of Costa Rica, Donna the Buffalo and No Place Like the Right Time. Okay, now it's time for that Crossroads Outlaw album side. This is where you, the listener, take over the show. If you were a record producer and could come up with five songs you think would make a great album side, this is your chance. Just go to the Crossroads of Americana Facebook page, and there's a way you can message me. Send me those five songs, title and artist. Let me know what station you listen to, and if I think it's cool, I'll go ahead and play it. But first, as you know, we gotta power up that turntable. Then we neatly place that needle onto the record. This week, the Crossroads Outlaw album side comes from Bob Cunningham. He lives in North Wales, and he listens to Phase Radio, the grown-up choice. Let's get it going right now. His first song, a lot of these are from the same group, Barefoot Jerry, Battle of New Orleans. Bob, your Crossroads Outlaw album side.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we fought the bloody British in the town of New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they commenced a-running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, we looked down the river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire our muskets till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they commenced a-running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Talking to a pirate by the name of Gene Lafitte. Lafitte and his men all toasted Uncle Sam and vowed to blow the britches off Colonel Pakenham. Well, we fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonball and powdered his behind, and when we touched a powder off, a gator lost his mind.
Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they commenced a-running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where the rabbits couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Turn on your radio. way.
Barefoot Jerry, song number two on Bob Cunningham's Crossroads Outlaw album side, Watching TV with the Radio On. Moving on to his third tune, it's also a tune from Barefoot Jerry. Here is Highland Grass.
We'll be right back.
As I look at the letter that you wrote to me, it's you that I am thinking of. As I read the line that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. As I think of the past and all the pleasures we had as we walked the making of the dove, it was in the springtime when you said goodbye. I remember our faded love.
Bob Cunningham of North Wales must be a huge fan there of Barefoot Jerry. That's the fourth out of five songs on his Crossroads Outlaw album side, Faded Love. If you think you got five songs that would be worthy enough to be on an album side, go to the Crossroads of Americana Facebook page. There's instructions how you can send me those five songs. If it's cool enough, I'll play it. Number five, he's going with Hoss, Waylon Jennings, and Brown Eyed Handsome Man.
Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd been a walking 30 miles en route to LA to get a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Milo Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand, but she lost both her arms in a wrestling match to get a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years back, ever since the world began, been a whole lot of good women shed a tear for a brown-eyed handsome man. That's what the trouble was, a brown-eyed handsome man. Couldn't make up a
mind between a doctor and a lawyer, man. My mama told her, darling, to go out and find yourself a brown-eyed, handsome man, just like your daddy is a brown-eyed, handsome man. Arrested on charges of unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up a district attorney. He said, you free that brown-eyed man. You want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Way back in history.